This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the time of year when high school seniors anxiously wait to find out where they'll get into college and, perhaps just as important for many, what kinds of grants and scholarships they'll get. Most private colleges are caught up in an intricate game of setting a tuition price, then discounting it heavily to attract top students or to help those in need. But several schools are trying a new approach. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Last fall, Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota, cut tuition by $10,000, or more than 30%, and cut back on financial aid. Chief Operating Officer Eric Lamott says too many students saw the old sticker price of nearly $30,000 and didn't bother applying.
And we knew that if we could get people to consider us deeper into that admission cycle, that many more would choose us.
And it worked.
We brought in an increase of about 43% more students.
Concordia is one of a handful of colleges trying to dial back the discounting. But remember when JCPenney scrapped the sales and went to everyday low pricing? Shoppers revolted, and the company apologized.
We learned a very simple thing, to listen to you.
It turns out college may not be all that different from a sweater or handbag. People like to feel like they're getting a deal.
A lot of people equate a high sticker price with prestige.
Ken Redd is director of research at the National Association of College and University Business Officers. Let's say College X costs $40,000 a year, but offers you a $20,000 grant. College Y charges $20,000, no grant. Redd says most people will pick the price of your school.
You're still paying $20,000 out of pocket, ultimately, but folks would rather say they got a 50% discount off of $40,000 than no discount off of $20,000.
At some colleges that have tried ditching the big discounts, tuition and aid have eventually crept back up. David Strauss is a consultant with Art and Science Group.
What that tells me is that they have not found a new magic pricing strategy. Got a little press coverage, they got a little tension. As that ripple faded away, so too did any advantage they got from it.
And overall, discounting keeps growing. Ken Redd with the Business Officers Group says for every dollar private colleges collect in tuition, they give back a record 40 cents in grants and scholarships. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.